always very tough Norton invite. How'd it go for the girls yesterday?
We had a good day. Always a tough tournament down there, Rich. We like to go down there because of the style of wrestling that the Kansas girls brings forth. They're a couple years ahead of us, either 2 or 3 years, I think. They started their state-sanctioned wrestling before we did. I would say we're making good strides. We're catching them, but they're still just, they wrestle that style of being aggressive and just, they come at you and they wrestle a fast tempo. We look at the team scores here. Lexington went down there. It was us, Lexington, and Holdridge, Nebraska teams down there, and then the rest filled in with Kansas. Lexington won the tournament. Norton was second, Oakley third. We were 3 points out of a top five finish. So when you look at that aspect, it was a pretty good day for us.
Yep, very, very tough field. You knew going in as far as matches of the day, you have some really big matches that kind of maybe stood out in that one yesterday?
I would say probably Peyton Cox showed her true toughness yesterday. She battled through the day, and she lost to I'll just go to her real quick, and she lost to a girl from St. Francis in the semifinals. Uh-huh. Tough, tough match. And then we battled back for the third place match, and I don't know how much blood she lost. She got popped in the nose a couple times, so we took about all of our blood time. She battled through, and she won the match. But she, I was proud of her. She really showed her toughness yesterday.
That's what happens in the sport of wrestling. You just, you know, take an elbow here or something like that. And, you know, it happens, and you got to deal with it and move on, don't you?
Yep, absolutely. She was 3-1 on the day. And her season record right now is 16-8, so she's really showing the way as a senior and providing good leadership for us, so having a good year.
I was going to say, for the most part, I guess some girls, their resumes are really improving each and every meet, aren't they?
Yep, absolutely. Yep. We go back to Alexis Rogers. We just got her going after Christmas break here. She went 2-2 on the day and finished fourth for us. Mm-hmm. So I don't think I've ever had a 100-pounder before. So she's the small weight class, so it's really nice to have that weight class filled up for us.
Girls, in our talks, I've had to deal with just improving each and every meet, aren't they?
That is the goal. We talk about, you know, no matter what happens at tournaments, we try to get better, but you just come back every day. You get back in the practice room, and you just take those steps forward each and every day, each and every week, and every time you step on the mat.
And you've had some young ladies, this is kind of new for them, and you've noticed that at the beginning. But it's throughout the last month or so, each and every practice, they're getting better all the time.
Yep, absolutely. There were so many entries yesterday at Norton that they put a little bit of a JV tournament together. Uh-huh. So we sent about three of our girls, our freshmen, over there, and they got some good matches on that side. So that will help them out, just getting a little bit of experience on that side. So, yep.
Any matches? I mean, you go to an invite, if you can get 2 or 3 matches, you take it, don't you?
Absolutely. Anytime you get on the mat, that's just that mat experience, and that's what every wrestler needs.
All right. You've got big meets coming up this next weekend, back-to-back Friday, Saturday, don't you?
We just are Friday at Ord. We are not, because the Ord is on a Friday this year.
Okay.
We kind of go Chase County every other year.
Okay.
If we go to Ord on a Thursday night, we've got that recovery day to come back on Saturday. But
right. We'll
get back late, probably, you know, after midnight or even 1 in the morning at Ord. So.
And to come back the next day, if getting home late, it'd be tough to get back on the mat the next day.
We could probably do it, but this time of year, we're being a little bit conscious of the girls, you know, just well-being and keeping them healthy. And, look at the calendar the other day, and we're approaching, well, actually, today we'll be wrestling at Gearing in districts 4 weeks.
Four weeks away. Wow.
So that, when you look at that, that's just crazy.
It just once Christmas and New Year's gets by, Coach, it flies after that, doesn't it?
Yep. It sure does.
You bet. But still some big meets still to go. Ord, I take it, will you see some new teams there? This Ord invite you maybe haven't seen?
There will be a lot of kind of the North Central teams up there, and then some teams from the East. You'll get Ord, O'Neill. You'll get West Holt, you know, Atkinson up there. So there will be some teams that we haven't seen, and it'll be a very challenging tournament for us. It doesn't get any easier.
Yeah. Some of your upperclassmen, we mentioned a few, are really having great seasons for you and putting in the time, and they really, especially those upperclassmen, seniors want to make it happen in their final year, don't they?
Yep, for sure. And we'll just shout out Alexa Steinbeck, had a great day yesterday. She beat a girl in the semis from Lex. It's a real good girl. And I'm pretty sure the Lex coach didn't expect that, so that was a lot of fun. And then she got to wrestle a state champion from Oakley in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And she battled right along with her in the second period. She went 3-1 on the day. And her season record is 18-4. So, again, just like Peyton, she's been a great leader for us as a senior, and she's just had a great career. I think she's lead either first or second in our takedowns and stats so far up to this day. So just a proud of her. Just a great competitor.
This is the Norton Invite. Pretty beneficial. You definitely want to keep this one on the schedule, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we really like going down there.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I just mentioned a couple more. Eden McPherson,
uh-huh.
Sophomore, has taken a huge step this year. She wrestled 6 matches yesterday, went 4-2, and finished 4th for us. But talk about a girl that has just really come along her sophomore season and done some good things for us.
6 matches is a lot for one day, isn't
that
it?
That is as many as you can wrestle.
Wow, so that's max, huh?
That is max. I think she's probably taking it easy today.
Yeah, I bet so. I bet so. Great season going right now. Ord coming up next week, and move on from there. Still got some big meets still to go, don't you?
Yep, we got Ord on Friday, and then the next Friday we'll go to Lex,
uh-huh.
and then we'll get our Southwest Conference tournament in Minden,
uh-huh.
and then we'll be heading to districts.
So in the Southwest Conference, who's you feel like hopefully you're right up there in the thick of things. Who's got the best team right now?
You know, it's kind of hard to tell. Everybody's got some good girls at different weight classes. You know, Broken Bow will be tough. Minden, we got to see Holdridge yesterday, but I mean... Kozad's got the Negley girl. Just kind of, you know, hit and miss on different weight classes.
Are their numbers, so is conference schools, are their numbers picking up?
Yes, okay. I believe so.
That's good. Are you one of the teams maybe have the most girls out?
I sure think so.
That's kind of neat, yeah.
Yeah, we're wrestling right now with 12 girls, so that's as many as we've ever wrestled this time of year.
That's terrific, you bet. You got a Saturday with nothing. What are you going to do?
I don't know what we're going to do. we've got some cow work to do, so.
There you go.
We'll take care of them and make sure they're all good.
Thank you very much for coming by. Yes.
I got one more. We also one more medal. We brought back 5 medals yesterday. I got to mention Kaylee Konar.
Yes.
We got her back off of injury. And she finished 3rd yesterday, went 3-2. So we brought back 5 medals yesterday from Norton. So that's a great tournament.
You've been, as far as injury, and of course, we know with the one injury and everything, season. But otherwise, it's been pretty good for the most part, hasn't it?
So far, other than our heavyweight, Kaylee. Yeah, we sure hate to miss her. But in turn, that gives Kaylee Konar an opportunity, you know, to fill in and do some good things for us.
I think Kaylee had some surgery the other day, didn't she?
She had it on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yep. Doc got everything repaired, so she's on the mend, so she'll come back stronger than ever.
I was going to say, she's probably biting at the bed, get that thing, therapy and everything, and get back and ready to go for next season, huh?
I know she's missing it.
Yeah, I bet so.
She loves the sport.
You betcha. Good to see you, sir.
Appreciate it, Rich.
Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
You too.